Greetings, dear family. May God's favor and blessings be always upon you. Mother Claire began speaking. Oh Lord, please come to our aid. Jesus, please come to our aid. These are very hard and dark times. Please help our little family to adjust to the hard times. My beloved ones, is it really a surprise to you that things should be so trying? Look at your country and your president right now. He is in great danger, and your prayers for him are exceedingly important. This is the time of the year to indulge the flesh with parties, drinking, and shopping. For many, it is shop till you drop. I never wanted to turn my birth into a free-for-all to indulge the flesh. And while people are wearing themselves out, your president is in grave danger. He needs your prayers now more than ever. I'm speaking to those who really love me. Pray continuously for him and his team. I have taught you in the past that celebrating this holiday in America has become an abomination to me and all of heaven. I am calling on you, my faithful ones, to be an example to your brothers and sisters. Increase prayer and celebrate my birthday with great sanctity. I want you to look at the circumstances of my birth. Of all things, my mother in her full-term pregnancy, riding a donkey for several days to Bethlehem. Can you imagine my mother's suffering and dangers encountered? Robbers caught them as they passed over the mountains, and God protected them. Mary had just given birth, and her body was not healed yet. But because she loved me more than her own self-interest, she did not hesitate to make the sacrifice. Now it is your turn, my saints, to expend yourself way over what is normally required of you. Yes, I am asking you to sacrifice without complaining, just as my mother did. Will you do this for me as your Christmas present to me? You are nearing the hottest time for world war in the world's history, where millions of demons of every rank are hard at work against me, against you, and against the church. Rome has fallen. I made that clear when my angel struck the Vatican with lightning. When it hit, it knocked off the halo on St. Peter's statue, as well as taking the keys to the kingdom out of his hands. No one can mistake my intention. I am done with the harlot, and I will start over again with people whose hearts are right before me. This will be a very painful time for all. Please do your part to remain faithful to me. Never before in history have I needed you so badly. Don't let me down. Pray for your president, his family, and administrators. Pray that the country will turn to me. On a personal level, admonish your relatives and tell them it is no time for partying. It is a dead serious time and needs their prayers. You cannot allow your president to be uncovered for a second. The enemy is very devious and determined. But if you pray, he will remain alive and in office. Teach your children the seriousness of the matter. Their little prayers are heard immediately, Understand that a very great reward is waiting for you in heaven. Do your very best to live up to the graces I have entrusted to you. Remember, my people, you are working for the great King, and the rewards are out of this world. Press in when you want to give up and run away. Press in. In those moments, you are releasing the graces for salvation, for those who would be lost forever if it were not for you. Your work is very important. Always do it willingly, with a smile on your face, no matter how you feel. I love a cheerful giver, and your acts of prompt obedience release triple the amount of grace than your works alone would do. When you carry hidden resentment, your works are defiled. When you criticize and push back, you wound me deeply. I want to say to you, don't you realize you are serving the very one who gave you life and brought you into this world? The one who has kept you from death? The one who provides for your needs and gave you a beautiful life partner and a family of believers to surround and protect, nurture, and walk with you on this life's journey? Please, serve me with joy and a smile on your face, or go back to your old life in the world, but do not defile others with a bad attitude. Be grateful, my children, and give with love, not contempt and irritation. I will help you if you confess your bad attitude, and I will help you change. I overflow with joy because you love me, and prove that love for me by being a cheerful giver. I forgive you for the times you have not been grateful. I love you, and I will help you. Amen.